Blog Talk Radio.
Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts, minds, and souls with a wonderful word from the Lord. Amen. So if you want to see this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord, tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us with a word. Praise be to God. And you can call in. Our call-in number is 319-527-6204. Praise be to God. And you can call in your prayer requests at that same number. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praise be to God. At this time, I will say a short prayer. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord.
Where you start, I am the one let me be who I am to you. And consider when God speaks to Sarah at 90 years old and tells her she's about to give birth to a baby, she laughs. But God responds and says, is anything too hard for me? And some of y'all have situations that look like they can't be fixed, but you have to understand that when I am is in the picture, anything is possible. I need you to look at somebody and say, anything is possible. So God says, no matter what it looks like, God says, you're overwhelmed. Racking with pain, but I am. Look at somebody and say, God says,
I am.
Let me be who
I am.
I don't understand how I'm gonna get out of it, but
I am.
And say, God says,
I am.
Look at somebody else and say, God says,
I am.
Somebody needs another God says,
I am.
I am.
I am.
One more time, y'all. Tell them who he is. He says,
I am.
I know the numbers are bigger than you, but can bring you out no matter what it looks like.
I am.
I am.
I am.
One more time, say, God says,
I am.
Just lean on him because
I am.
You can live here.
I am.
Amen. Praise be to God. Lord, my King, I stand before you with my arms wide open and my heart humble. I shout for joy before you, for you are my King. I bow my head and give you the reverence you deserve. I proclaim to all that I am yours. Yes, I belong to you, O Jehovah. I have placed everything I am into your kingdom hands, and I give all of me to all of you. With honor, I lift up your name. With praise, I applaud you. For all you are and all you have done, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts with a mighty word from God. Amen. So if you would like to join us, please dial in 319-527-6204. To God be the glory.
Well, come on, put your hands. together. If you know you're going high in Jesus, I know I am. Come on, listen. Set up.
I'm give praise. It's to our God. Every word of worship. With one accord. Come on, say every praise. Every praise. It's to our God.
Every praise,
every
praise,
every
Amen. Praise be to God. Every praise belongs to him. And now it is time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, Receive His Wisdom. And our scripture reading for this message is coming from James chapter 1, verse 5. And it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generation and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Praise be to God. The writer says, do you ever find yourself without any sense of direction in your decisions? Do you find yourself thinking, I just don't know what to do? If so, understand that this is the Lord calling you to listen to him. God wants to help you to be generous in directing you and setting the course of your life. Therefore, if you don't know what to do, the best solution is always to seek the Lord. That doesn't mean you sit and do nothing. Rather, you are vigilant for how God is responding to you, for what he is revealing to you and doing in your situation. Perhaps you'll say, I have already sought God. He's not answering. But here is the key. You must ask in faith without any doubting. James 1 and 6. Maybe the real issue is that you don't have faith that he will respond to you, or that the answer he's given is right. Friend, God is faithful. Stop doubting. Do the last thing God told you to do and keep seeking him. He will show you what to do and generously at that. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. So let us pray. Jesus, I ask for your wisdom and will trust what you say. I know you will lead me right. In your son's name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, at this time, I will play another selection.
Fall in love.
The Lord, the King, Jehovah, Malech, Hamalek. I confess how often I place myself as my own ruler instead of looking to you as my King. I make my own decisions. I follow my own words. I choose my own wisdom. As a result, I weep my own consequences. O Jehovah, HaMelech, forgive my odyssey for trying to usurp your rightful place in my life. Please pardon my iniquities and take your rightful place as King of my heart. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
You said you can't have my, you can't have my, you can't, you can't, you can't. Gotta say, you can't be breaking down and falling out. You gonna break out your craft, break out your word. You gonna break out the praise. Last time, when somebody clap your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got, that's all you got.
all of our minds, and all of our souls.
Amen. Praise be to God. Jehovah HaMelech, thank you for the hope you give to me in knowing you as ruler over all. The peace I experience in my life is a result of your hand. The blessings you give because you are over all. You are not a king to be slighted nor ignored. You are a king who is rightfully due the greatest praise, honor, and thanksgiving possible. Thank you, Jehovah HaMelech, for who you are and for humbling yourself to meet me time and time again in the midst of my struggles, doubts, and pain. Thank you for lifting me up once again, Jehovah HaMelech. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And at this time, I will play another selection while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. Amen. Praise God.
Bye.
Amen. Praise be to God. From Led by God's Christian Ministry. And while we are waiting, I will play a short selection until our pastor arrives. Amen. Praise God. Very short. Nothing is impossible.
Through you, I can do anything. I can do all things. 'Cause it's you who gives me strength. Nothing is impossible. Through you, blind eyes are open. Strongholds are broken. I am living by faith. Nothing is impossible. We'll be right back.
nothing is impossible. I believe in you. And now it is time for the word. At this time, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome. Thank you.
Praise be to God. It's in your hands.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What a wonderful, scary, sad, all that. It was that kind of day. But I thank God because now it's time for the word. Thank you, God. I went through a lot today. Had a lot going on. If only in my own mind I had a lot going on. But I thank God because now it's time for the word, and I'm going to hit it and quit it. I mean, I'm going to get out the way tonight. Not like I normally do. I'll hit it and quit it, and I'm all in the way.
Praise God.
No, not tonight. This is going to get out the way.
Amen.
Precious and Heavenly Father, you know, I was honored today. I got to say that part.
Oh.
I was honored today because, again, at our job, we did that lunch and learn thing, and I was rushing. And I was thinking, you know, I got to the restaurant. They wasn't ready. They made me wait 20 minutes. And I was thinking, oh, man, this girl going to go bazooki on me when I get back. Because she like, Miss Kathy, didn't I say you don't get gone? Oh, Lord. So I'm looking at the dude. I said, well, she called yesterday. He says, it's almost done. I said, oh, Lord. Then I looked down at my phone. I could see them calling me. I said, that's it. I knew it. I knew it was going to go loony on me. So the guy comes out. He wheels the food out. I throw it in the car. Get in the car. I'm coming down. I'm only 10 minutes away. But 10 minutes from Miss Kathy can be an hour because I'll be all over the place trying to figure out, how about you just use the GPS, girl?
Mm-hmm.
So I get back, and look, I get back, and I see those two standing on the curb waiting. I said, oh, Lord,
oh,
Jesus.
No.
I was messed up in the head. I seen those two. I like, okay, here. They said, pull the car over here. I couldn't even think straight. I was like, get the food, let me go. I don't want to hear a thing. So I get over to them, and they go, thank you, Miss Kathy. I said, huh? They said, thank you, Miss Kathy. I said, what in the world? So now I'm all flustered and everything going on. So I said, all right, see y'all. I'm trying to scoot on out of there, right? I said, okay, you welcome. See ya. They said, wait a minute. Ain't you going to bless the food? What? Okay. And I'm walking in there, and my little heart is, now, anybody that knows me know all you got to do is say, pray, Miss Kathy, I'm going to pray. I'm walking in there. I done been rushed and tormented and everything else in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I got to them, the only thing they said to me was, thank you, Miss Kathy. And so I'm rushing. I'm doing all that. And I get in there. And so he says, Miss Kathy, get ready to bless the food. I couldn't even think shit. I said, bless the Lord. I might have said.
Oh.
Ooh, Paul, thank you for this food. No, I ain't say that. I opened my mouth and I said a blessing. But anybody that knows me, know that I shot in there, did that blessing, and shot on out. Why? Because I had already rattled. Oh, my goodness, God, I love you. I rattled my own self up to think that because I was thinking, ooh, it's 20 minutes till, you know, so I was early to pick up the food. So I knew by the time I get back, everything, it'd be cool. I'd get there early. And it wasn't. I had to wait on them. And so I started beating my own self up because I just assumed the people were going to beat me up. What's taking you so long? Where's the food? you know, and I went through all of that, and the only thing they said was, you need help? You all right? I said, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Father, help me, Jesus. You know, and this is what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, God. This is what we do. We think we're doing something so bad that God is getting ready to beat us down. And God is just standing there going, you need help? Come on now, watch this. God is just saying, you need help? You all right? That's all he's saying. We are, oh, what are you doing? Why did you do that? And God never said that. He just said, do you need help? Are you all right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because that's all they said to me. And by that time, I had to beat myself down. I was running around like but I blessed God. Because
mm-hmm.
the lesson in that is stop beating yourself down. That is
yes.
not how God is thinking.
Exactly.
Right? God is a forgiving, merciful, loving God.
Mm-hmm.
He is not trying to beat us down. He's trying to embrace us, receive us, wait on us. That's all he's doing.
Amen.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, glory to God. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you tonight, oh God. Thank you for another opportunity to come before your people with a word, oh God, even the ones that haven't come in yet. Father God, I ask that you use me as a vessel to bless your people, to encourage someone, to lift someone up tonight, to let them know you are yet with them. My goodness, glory to God. Thank you, Father. Have your way on this line. Let your word fall not on deaf ears, as you have said. Your word would not return unto you void. It is going to accomplish what it set out to. So, Father God, we need you to do it tonight, because as your word goes forth, we know that you and only you are going to do the drawing. Have
yes.
your way and draw them
Thank
in,
you.
Oh God. Thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you. It's in Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
My
praise
goodness,
be to
God.
Mm-mm-mm.
Thank God for all of you that are on this line and the ones that have been supporting. And you know what? You're supporting your own self. That's good stuff right there. You're supporting you. You're not supporting Pastor Kathy. You're supporting you, okay? Because you're taking, my goodness, glory to God. You're taking yourself to school to be taught, my goodness, to be taught your Father's ways so you can make it into the kingdom.
Amen.
You ever heard a teacher say, you ain't coming to school for me, you come to school for you.
Mm-hmm.
You go, no, I came to your class when we empty. And the teacher, she don't care if there's one student, 3,000 students, she looking going, you didn't come here for me. You came here for you. And that's the same thing I'm saying right now. You're not here for Pastor Kathy. You're here for you. You come to school to learn. Huh?
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes, we
Pastor
do.
Pastor Kathy don't get nothing out of this except either an acceptance or rejection by God because I didn't do what he asked me to do. In this case, I choose to be accepted. I want him to say, well done, my good and faithful servant, so I can skedaddle with the rest of y'all trying to make it in there. Come on now.
Yes,
I don't want to be going the other way after I done worked all hard, and y'all looking at me, five has the cat. What you say? Five has the Kathy. Thank you for all you did. Can you imagine if that was true? We weren't in our glorified bodies that we could see each other and we could talk and look back and the person that taught you is going the other way and you're going, oh, wow. Wow, hi, Pastor Kathy. Love you. Sorry to see you. Ooh, look at her. Ooh, I thought she was doing so good. Ooh, see you. Oh, Pastor Kathy. Okay, got to go. And they go on through the pearly gates and you go, you going the other way. Are you saying,
oh,
what in the world? But guess what? As humorous as that sounds, if anybody has seen the movie Led by God, excuse me, look.
Yes,
I forgot. y'all trying to let y'all know what the name of our church is. Woo! No. If anybody has seen Left Behind, the movie Left Behind, the pastor got left behind.
Yes, he did.
And there were other people running in there going, Pastor, how did you get left behind? I was teaching, but I wasn't living it.
Come on now.
That is not going to be my testimony. I'm going to live what I teach. And guess what? I don't have to do it alone. Watch this. Here we go. Thank you, God. That was an opening to get to this word.
Amen.
We are going to be coming, ooh, right in the front of your Bible. We are coming through Genesis. Yes, Genesis chapter 21. Excuse me. Genesis chapter 9, verses 21 and 22. Thank you, God. Genesis, the very first book in the Bible. Genesis chapter 9, verses 21 and 22. Those of you that know the prayer of faith, pray behind the scenes right now. There's a little bit of a heaviness on me. I put in my termination notice today. And I'm one of those people, when I get attached to folks, it kind of bothers me to say goodbye. I put in my termination notice. You know, y'all know the story. I lost my son 9 months ago to a motorcycle accident, and it's been hard. And now Stephen, you know, Pastor Stephen is dealing with some stuff. So every time we go to Georgia, the grandkids are going, oh, can we go to your house? And we're going, we don't live down the street. Oh, don't go. I thought you was going to stay. You know, they get like that, and then it's kind of hard when it's time for you to go. And Professor Steve and I, we prayed and we talked about it, and we decided we need to just be there because there's no sense in us spending the rest of our days here alone in North Carolina when we can be enjoying the rest of our days around family.
With your grandchildren.
So there's a little bit of a heaviness on us, but it's going to be okay because I tell you, I've got peace over when they see me again, say, you going to stay? You going home, girl? Me, mom, me, pa, you going home? No, we stay. You are. Bless God. And Lord,
God is good.
And
it's a whole prayer.
To no hospital again on no gurney. I don't need that now. That lady said, you can't be holding all that in. She said, sadness, loneliness, that's a sign of stress, and the body cannot handle it. I said, you ain't got to worry about me. I'm going to tell the world what's going on from now on if that's going to keep me alive. Here we go. Genesis 9, 21 and 22. 21 says, but when he drank some of its wine, he became drunk and uncovered himself in his tent, inside his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw his father's nakedness and took his two brothers outside. Excuse me. I'm going Genesis 9, 21 through 23. I'm sorry. And so verse 22 says, and Ham, the father of Canaan, saw his father's nakedness and told his two brothers outside. Then Shem and Japheth took a garment and placed it across their shoulders, and walking backward, they covered their father, turned away so that they did not see their father's nakedness. My goodness, glory to God. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
The title of this message is For the Love of God. Yeah, For the Love of God. Here we go. We see that, you know, it says that Noah, he went inside his little tent, had a little drink, and he took off his clothes. He was inside his tent. He got a little drunk, took off his clothes. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. You often hear the pastors make the joke about the fact that, he just built the ark, went out there with all the folks, convinced some of the folks to get on, you know, he was going through so much. By the time that was over, he got his drink on. You know, and everybody's laughing, going, yeah, I guess he was kind of tired. You know, but the truth of the matter is we don't know how much he drank. He could have drank a spoonful. and it got him drunk. He hadn't been drinking on the boat. When you don't drink or you haven't drank in a long time, it doesn't take much to get you drunk. You could, some people get in there and they take communion and they feel a little buzz. That's why they say, okay, this is wine and this is grape juice. Because some folks, Kathy, can't even handle the wine. Yeah. You know, my daughter-in-law, and then they look at me and go, good Lord, you can't even give her a spoonful because something happened. I just say, oh, you would think I had a whole fifth of liquor. So my body just doesn't tolerate it. So we don't know how much Noah drank.
Nope.
We just know that it says he was drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And in his drunkenness, meaning he was not aware of what he was doing because now he's drunk. Okay?
Yes.
So he took off his clothes, even though he was in his tent. He just took off his clothes. He was naked, walking around naked. And one of his sons came in and saw his nakedness, and he ran outside and told, come on, come check this out. Daddy and me all naked. That sounds pitiful. You know? Come on now. Your father's inside the tent naked, and the only thing you can think to do is to go make a mockery of him. Come on, y'all, check this out. And so the other two brothers was like, no, I don't think so. So they took the garment. They walked back the garment over them, you know, holding up the garment. So when they got to him, they just dropped it to cover him up.
Yes.
Here's the thing. This is what we do. We are so quick to uncover someone. So quick. And God is saying, they still don't know me. While you running out there to throw someone under the bus, God is sitting there going, they still don't know me. Because guess what? The person that sees someone getting ready to throw someone under the bus and comes in there and goes, hey, it's okay. You could throw me under. It's all right. I was trying to help her and da-da. And keeping that person from being thrown under the bus, that's the one that God is looking at going, now that's my child. There was days when I did things to just disappoint my mother. She was just through with me. And she would look at me and go, I don't know who kid you are. You are not my child. And, you know, I'm thinking to myself, ooh, I ain't getting no reason. Cool. I'm going in there and lay down then. You know, all she going to do is say words. I said to myself, as long as I'm getting no reason, I'm going in there and lay down. No, because her words hurt. Because she said, I didn't belong to her.
Mm-hmm.
You're my mother. No, I'm not your mother. My child wouldn't do the things you're doing. And I'm looking going, I'd rather had a beating. I don't want these words. Can you just get the belt and beat me or something? No, because now she's shaking her head going, I don't know who child you are because you are definitely not mine. And then she takes off. And then there's days you do something so good. Look at my baby. Oh, yeah. That's my catbird. Oh, yeah. And I have decided I'd rather hear, look at my baby, than to hear her disown me as a parent. And God is saying the same thing for us. Every time we uncover someone, we're so quick to point out someone else's wrongdoing. We want someone else to see. That's not God's way.
No.
You know, what cracks me up is after they point out what the person has done, ooh, look at her over there. You know she don't know what she's doing. I don't know why Kathy, you know. And you did all that, and God is looking at you, and then you go in there and go, oh, thank you, God. I'm glad it wasn't me. And God is looking over at Jesus going, Are they calling our name?
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't know who they are. We don't recognize those ways. Those are not our ways. okay? You are not acting like a child of God. Oh, you got scriptures all over your car. You wear a t-shirt to bless me, stress. Look at me. I'm a child of the Most High God. Guess what? You don't never have to say a word and they'll know. I go in supermarkets and Pastor Stephen could tell you. He could tell you sometimes I look so bad he walked way down the aisle like he ain't with me. And then I got to go, oh, why you trying to act like you're not with me? And he don't even respond. He don't even turn around like, what do she have on? You know, I just looking raggedy, wig all twisted. You know, he said, why you put that thing on your head? And I'm just, come on, let's hurry up. We just going to grab something. And I'm looking bad because this dude is walking. And I'm trying to call him. He's like, oh. And then, you know, I'm so funny. I try to run up to him and grab his hand. He like, oh, we don't need to do all this right now. I said, oh, so are you ashamed of me? And he looked back at me and he goes, yeah, now I see you at home. Now, y'all know I got to be looking pretty bad. So I look pretty bad and he takes off. And I get to the counter. Only, you know what, a person is ringing up my stuff, and they look at me and go, what church you go to? And I'm turning around, looking around, going, huh? This is, no, it's something about you. You got an aura. What church you go to? I go to Live I Got Christian Ministry. Look, I'm throwing the name of our church out there again. I go to Live I Got Christian Ministry. That ain't what I told. I told them the church I go to. And look at me. But look at this. I'm looking like a rag muffin that my husband is walking like 10 feet ahead of me, only for someone not to see me. She didn't see me. She saw God's light illuminating through me. So guess what that means? While I'm coming down the aisle and I'm laughing and someone's trying to get in there and they got two little items and I got a cart full of stuff. And I said, go ahead, and I ain't in no rush. Go ahead, go ahead. And they go, and someone else comes up and they got about five. No, go ahead, I ain't in no rush. Go ahead, I'll wait. Now guess what? She's watching all of that. So by the time I get to her, okay, because people don't do that. You got an aura about you. This is what I'm trying to tell y'all. You don't have to tell someone I'm a child of God. You don't have to advertise on your t-shirt. You ain't got to wear it on your hat. You don't need no sticker on your car. They can look at your action.
Yes.
Okay? Which is bearing witness to the fruit that's coming off your tree.
Yeah.
Okay? The word of God says you will know them by the fruit that they bear. If you are a liar, you do not look like a Christian. Let me make this plain and clear. If you can go over there and tell Billy what Sally said and then come back to Sally and say, I don't know who told them that, you a liar. Okay? If you can go in there and you know you're supposed to be to work, Kathy, at 8:30, you get there at 9 o'clock and you put down 8:30. Now, the devil is a liar. I don't put down 8:30. I just put 9 o'clock. This is the time I got here. But if you put down 8:30 and you know you didn't get there tonight, you a liar. Jesus looked at them and said, you belong to the father of lies. Huh? You are not one of mine. So he who needs to understand, you may not can identify who you are, but others around that are watching you, and trust, they are watching you. Because when you least expect it, they'll look at you and go, oh, I seen you the other day when you had that hat on. That hat was nice. And you go, oh, you watching me like that? Yeah, they're watching us. Everybody is watching everyone.
Yep.
So don't open up your mouth and confess to be a Christian if your lifestyle, oh my goodness, glory to God, if your lifestyle doesn't add up. Because guess what? you're not impressing God. Huh?
That's for sure.
There's nothing you can say to impress God. You could have on all the T-shirts you want. You could have on a dress all the way down to your ankles, holier than thou. And God still said, get away from me, for I know you're not. Yeah. Mm. Because guess what? God is watching the heart, because out of the heart flows an abundance. So in the abundance is your character. Your character is letting everyone know the fruit that you bear and who you belong to.
That's right.
Now, on the flip side of that, watch this. There are some people out there that are smoking, drinking, doing all this stuff. But guess what? They'll turn around. They see someone getting ready to eat out the gods. Go, hey, I got $5. Here, you can have this $5. Oh, hold on. You want me to get that door for you? And they get the door for you, and they doing all this here. And you're saying, oh, that person going straight to hell because they drink, they smoke, they doing all that. And God is looking at you going, the devil is a liar.
Okay.
That happens to be one of mine. And you're going, I know that ain't no child of God smoking and drinking. Yeah, but you missing it. Okay? The smoking and drinking is the weakness of the flesh. Look at their spirit. The spirit is running over there, opening the door for someone. The spirit is over there giving someone $5 who ain't got nothing to eat. The spirit is over there saying, you need a ride? I can get you over there. No. Yeah, it's okay. It don't matter if it's out of my way. So God is not looking at the smoking and the drinking. Huh? Ha, 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 ha. He's looking at their heart.
Yep.
And that's their heart is showing concern for others. And in that, oh, my goodness, Brother God, they are letting God know, I am doing this for the love of God.
Yes.
Yeah. Because if you love God, you're going to start looking like God. Come on now. You ain't going to be selfish. You ain't going to be a liar. You ain't going to be a thief. Come on now. You ain't going to be a homemonger. Huh? You ain't going to covet what another man has. I look at some of these young bucks, and I go, oh, good Lord. You know, I was thinking about going to buy me one of those shapes. Yeah. Uh-huh. They can hook up my thighs and hook up my rear end and have me looking all cute. And God said, and then what? You still going to be the same age? Why would you do all that? You know, or I could just go up to them and go, girl, you better wear that dress. You know you looking good. And they go, oh, thank you, Miss Kelly. Yes, girl, you look good. And go on about my business. Okay? I'm not coveting anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm appreciating the younger generation taking the time to groom themselves.
Amen.
Come on now, because I've seen some young folks. I be like, oh, yeah, what you got on? Help me, Jesus. Y'all know I need help. The person was looking at me like, I don't even know you. You don't know? I'm sorry. I thought I knew you. But, you know, you don't need that on right now. And they're looking at me like, I don't know you. I don't know you either. But you don't need that on. I'm just crazy like that. I have a lot of people have come through the doors where I work. And I look, I go, oh, wow, what are you wearing? I told that one girl, help me, Jesus. You know I mean no harm. I love them. But I want them to be more conscious of how they dress, because they think because they're doing what they're doing for a living, taking care of people that can't really help themselves, that those folks don't see how they dress, how they smell, how they look. Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm.
They know.
Absolutely.
They're a lot smarter than you think. And so, you know, I said something to one girl, and she said, oh, Miss Kathy, it's going to be okay. I'm just running in and out. I said, running in and out? We see you. She said, oh, Kathy, good Lord. And she went off out of business. She came back a couple of hours later, And she goes, "Miss Kathy, is this better?"
Yes.
At first I kind of felt bad. I said, "Oh, Lord, I need for the kids." And then I look and I say, "Yeah, girl, you look a lot better. Now that's how you go to work. Come on now." Because, you know, sometimes they wearing the little slippers, raggedy shorts, you know, and shirt look like it ain't been clean. I just trying to help them. That's all I'm trying to help them. I love them. Help me, Jesus. God knows I don't mean no harm. But you know what?
Just love
I have. That is a whole lot of love. And guess what? I have had several of the men and the women come back and go, "Okay, Miss Kathy, I know I'm looking raggedy. I just, you going what? What? Run in and out." I said, "What you come here in? The van. Who in the van?" The consumer. "Oh, so they see you. Are you trying to look like a consumer or are you trying to look like the person that takes care of a consumer? Come on, you got to represent better than that." And then the next time I see them, they go, "Is this better, Miss Kathy?" You know, and somebody is sitting on the sideline going, "Hey, you know, the word of God also says you can't judge." "Ooh, yeah, you're right. And the word of God says that as a leader, come on now, as a leader in the body of Christ, you can do all things in love." And in love, I try to tell these young people, that ain't the way. We don't want to represent ourselves like that, you know? Yeah. And guess what? They may change for the moment before Miss Kathy, but they really have changed because guess what? They're storing all of those seeds on the inside. And there's going to be a day when Miss Kathy is not there, and they come and go, "Now, let me just put this on because Miss Kathy going to be like, oh, she's in on. No, I can hear her even if she ain't here. Gal, what you got on?"
It's refreshing their memory.
Because you got people, you know what I find? I have seen people try to imitate me, and they don't understand. I am not doing this out of, "Oh, let me be like this. Oh, let me be like..." This is just my personality. But when you try to copy me, it is evident that you're trying to do something that you don't normally do. Just be you, right? I see folks all the time trying to imitate me, and I start laughing. And I'm going, why do you think this is an act? This is just my personality. This is who I am, you know. And when they do it, you know how, help me, Holy Ghost, and get ready to say something. I don't want nobody trying to beat me down. You know how, okay, say it anyway. Okay, Holy Ghost gave me permission. You know how when a man be trying to act like he a woman, and he go way over the top, "Oh, girl, you know, that's what I'm talking about." And the women are going, "We don't all do that. Where do y'all get that?" But to them, it looks feminine, so that's how they come across. And they go way over the top to try to show that they're a woman. Well, when people try to imitate other people, they go way over the top because it's not who they are. Yeah, and it doesn't come out the same because you're just imitating someone. If you want to imitate someone, why don't you imitate Christ?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, love on somebody. Yeah. Be kind to someone. Treat them with tenderness. Instead of uncovering them, why don't you cover them? Because you know love covers a multitude of sin. I'm not trying to hide the fact that you sin, but I'm not trying to expose you either. Just think about it. If God uncovered all of us, what would the people see? If you want to be like somebody, try to be like Christ.
Yeah.
Now here is this man's son. Here is this man's son. You know what? I got to say this. This is why I do not like jealousy. Jealousy does not care who it attacks. Okay? That's an ugly spirit. Now, this son could have been thinking, oh, daddy think he all that because he saved the world. He got everybody on the boat. And now, you know, he's supposed to be so righteous, so holy. Come check this out. Yeah, he's so holy. How come he in there drunk and naked?
Yeah.
He really should have gone. Oh, my God. My dad is naked because he done had a drink. Let me cover him up for the others to see him.
Yes.
That's God's way. That's what God would do. Because trust you me. If the truth be told, God is covering all of us every single day.
Yes, he is.
Every day, God covers us so the people only get to see what God wants them to see. Why? Because he's trying to save your character. Save your reputation. Why? Because he knows there's going to be a day when he uses you. And guess what? When he goes to use you, the other people go, I know she ain't trying to freak us. You remember when she used to? Oh, he needs to get out of here trying to freak to us now. And that's why God don't let him see all of your ugliness. So the next time you think about throwing someone under the bus to save your own tail or just to throw them under the bus to make you look good, guess what she over there doing? Hey, think about it. Are you a child of God for real? And if you are, why don't you take the honorable stand and cover them instead of uncovering them? I didn't say don't take the stand and do the right thing. I said take the honorable stand because guess what? The word of God also says that there is a way that seems right in the sight of man. You mm-hmm. think you're doing the right thing and you really are not.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, love does not hurt, okay?
Nope.
Love doesn't hurt. And so when God says for the love of God, if you love me, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't hurt them. Don't expose them. Don't throw them under the bus. Hey, why don't you lend them a helping hand? Why don't you cover them? Why don't you help them in their weakness? If you know they're doing something they don't know how to do, why don't you help them?
Yep. That's right.
You know what I did? My goodness, and I'm coming in for a close. You know what I did the other day, and I didn't even realize I was doing. I guess it was just a second nature. I got in there, and I turned around. I said, wow, we got a lot going on here today. And I jumped in there, and I started doing things, getting ready, just because. Getting ready, doing this, running up and down. It had nothing to do with me. I was in someone else's lane. Driving in their car and everything. Come on now. I wasn't even in my own vehicle. And I'm just doing all this and doing all that. And then by the time I finished, I turned around and the person came in and said, wow, thank you. I said, okay, you good now. And I went on back to my office and started doing what I had to do. And then yesterday they gave me a little recognition award. Now, it was just a piece of paper. The piece of paper says, you've been recognized for going over and above.
Mm-hmm.
I took the paper, I handed it to my chest and said, look, y'all, I've been recognized. And, you know, they tried to ignore me like it was no big deal. I said, you better recognize that I've been recognized. I got issues. And no one was paying me any attention. Then they started laughing. And someone said, that girl got issues. I said, I got recognition. That's what I got. Yes, sir. And when I tell you, it was just a piece of it that let me know someone had been watching. And they appreciated what was done.
Yes.
Well, guess what? Mm. God don't always give you a piece of paper, but he's certainly watching.
Oh, yes.
He's watching to see, are we going to uncover one another or are we going to jump in and help that person from being uncovered? You got to do it for the love of God. Amen. God bless you guys.
Praise be to God. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word. I think that deserves a hand clap praise. At this time, we'd like to ask our guests online to give a brief response on how they enjoyed the word this evening. And we're going to start with caller 704-618. God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word, for the love of God? Amen. And God bless you, 980-785. Do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen.
Hi, Miss Kathy. This is Brittany. Thank you for the word. I appreciate it, like always. I'm kind of sad because I'm just now finding out that you're leaving. So I'm kind of sad now.
God bless you, dear heart. You could always get on Thursdays and hear me.
Yeah, okay, Miss Kathy.
That's God not what she was talking about, Miss Kathy.
I so was. Oh, okay. Stupid like that.
Okay, I know.
I'm gonna miss you, Miss Kathy. I'm gonna truly, truly miss you. I try to get you to stay as long as I can. I guess this is the end of the rope. I'm gonna miss you though.
I love you, dear heart. Thank you.
And we also want to thank caller 623-271 for showing up in the spirit. And that's that. At this time, Pastor Kathy is going to give the call to salvation and the benediction as we have 10 minutes to go on this program. Amen.
Oh, amen. Pastor Kathy did good. Watch the timing.
Yes.
For all of you out there that don't know God yet, have not accepted him as your Lord and Savior, it is never too late. Quit worrying about what you've done. God is not concerned with those things. He's only concerned with what you want to do now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He loves you. He is a forgiving, merciful, loving God. He will give you a second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth. He will give you as many chances as you need. Come on now. And right now, God is saying, if you don't know me, you need to confess that you're a sinner. Father God, I'm a sinner. I repent of my sins, oh God. I believe that your son Jesus came and died on that cross for our sins, and on the third day he rose up again so that we could all live and live life more abundantly, God. Forgive me for all that I've done. I want you to come into my life. I want to make you my Lord and Savior. And then after you pray that prayer, you pray and ask God to lead you to a good household of faith so he can send you to a good church so you can grow and grow and grow daily into the knowledge of who he is, things that are pleasing in the sight of the Lord. God isn't asking you to give up your life. He's telling you, you can live.
Amen.
Most people think, oh, when I go to church, I got to give up this. God isn't asking you to give up your life. He's saying, I want you to live. I don't want you to die. I want you to live and live life more wonderfully. I want you to do those things that are pleasing unto me, but also things that you desire to do.
Yes.
I'm just going to help you do it the right way without getting yourself in trouble. Amen. God loves us. He loves every one of us. He is a forgiving God. He's going to forgive you no matter what you've done. Mm-hmm. And every time someone says, I want to rededicate my life, God is, his angels is celebrating. Holy, holy, holy. Lord, God Almighty, someone else is coming back home. So we thank God for all that he shared with us tonight to let us know, stop uncovering one another. For the love of God, start giving someone a helping hand. Cover them up. Protect them.
Yeah.
Right? Don't be so quick to throw someone under the bus.
Yeah.
That's not God's way. God wants us to help one another, not hurt one another. Precious and Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word on tonight. Thank you for loving us the way that you do, oh God. Thank you for all that you've done, doing, and are going to do. We pray that we will continue to meditate on your word, oh God. We continue to grow in you become more and more and more like you, oh God. We thank you for all that you're doing, all that you've done, and all that you're going to do. Continue to lead and guide us in the way you would have us to go. We ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you guys.
Amen. God bless everyone, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow.
Love you guys. Good night.
Good night, everybody. We love you.
Belongs to you. Belongs.
thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.